Mandy Johnson, starring in Tales of Mystery. With Christian Daugherty and Tom Soder. Okay, Joannis, I didn't come up here to play games. Now tell me what you want.
Well, Bob, not even a hello.
Hello, Joannis. Now listen, if you want me to do a job for you, I might not do it unless a certain sum of money.
There's no rush. There's Big Ben. Have a cup of tea.
Listen! I don't have all day! Now get to the point!
Okay. If you really want to know, you're good at many things, aren't you, Bob?
For a certain price.
Yes. How good are you at murder?
John, would you care for a cup of tea?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, I'll get it. Have you looked through the paper? Have you looked through the papers about the Martha Heyer murder?
No, I didn't get a chance to glance at them this morning.
Yeah. After I get the tea, I'm going to tell you a few things about this murder. As a matter of fact, I think I know who the murderer is. I might think. But then when I think about it, I'm not too sure. I'll get the tea.
Do you have the tea?
Yes, coming.
Well, what about this murder? The paper doesn't have too much on it. Just that she was...
Well, it seems like she had a long time ago a business relationship with a man called Johannes. I think they were both in a robbery at some time or another, and that they agreed to split the money, but it seems like Martha got most of it. So to get revenge, Johannes murdered her, but I still don't think that he did it.
Now, why don't you think he did it? All the evidence seems to point to it.
But don't you realize, John, that all the evidence... Well, almost all, every time the murderer is the least suspect, I don't think Johannes did it. He might have hired someone to do it, and that's what I think he did.
Oh, John, I forgot. I have a business engagement today. I'll have to leave you right now. You don't mind, do you?
No, it's all right.
Okay.
But I'd like to continue our interesting discussion.
Interesting? By the way, guess who the person I'm going to have the engagement with is? The person is Johannes Salisbury. Johannes, why did you bring me here? What do you want?
Well, I know that you are interested in a certain murder case, the murder of a rich widow, whose name we shall not mention.
Martha Heyer.
I thought you weren't going to mention her name. Well, anyway, I have some information that might interest you.
What?
Well, for a certain price, I could tell you the name of the murderer. Do you wish to know
that's
this
a bunch of rot, Johannes. You're the prime suspect. They're going to arrest you right away.
Oh, I could tell you the murderer.
Now, if you're smart, when your attorney comes, you will keep your mouth shut until you are taken to court.
What if I'm not taken to court? What if I told them that you were the murderer, and I gave them proof to the fact?
Now you're talking. George Tarrell, detective, me murderer, well known in all of London.
And
England.
You have an alibi? Do you? For last night?
Last night? Of course I was home.
With who?
I was with John Johnson.
Your friend and companion, I see. How unfortunate Mr. Johnson could not testify for you. He ran into an unfortunate accident.
I'll arrest you! I heard that!
Well, you see, Mr. Johnson is in a coma. And he cannot talk.
You bad fool! Who do you think you are, murdering everybody?
Come to me and I'll sue you for every penny you have.
I should kill you with my bare hands.
Do it, and then you'll have another murder to add it to your list.
I've not murdered anybody.
That's for the jury to decide.
Goodbye, Mr. Johannes Salisbury, and by the way, don't try to pin anything on me. You'll never be able to.
Yes, we'll see about that.
We'll see about this. We'll see about hanging you by the neck, Johannes, and I swear I'll do it. I swear to God.
If I hang, you will die too. I swear that.
We are swearing today, Johannes. Goodbye, Mr. Salisbury. I'll see you soon. Goodbye. Tales of Mystery. I'm back, Johannes. What do you want? I've already murdered someone for you.
Well, I want you to murder someone else. Someone is getting wise to our little game.
Who may that be?
His name is George Terrell.
Are you out of your blooming head?
You might have heard of him. He's a famous detective. Sort of like
Sherlock. I might have heard of him, huh? He's just the best well-known detective in London. Now, what do you think you're up to, anyway, Johannes Salisbury?
You wanted me to get wise to a little plot. Remember, it was you. You who murdered the rich widow.
Then why should you be scared, Johannes? Don't forget, you were there that night when I murdered her. You're an accessory.
Shut up!
You're an accessory!
Watch what you say.
Shut up!
The walls have ears! Watch it! No! No! I'll kill you!
You might have killed me, but now you'll have to face the rap alone.
I killed him. I killed him. I took his gun and I killed him. Oh! How stupid of me. How stupid of me. I gotta kill Terrell. Like he said, I gotta. I don't want to be found out. I don't want to. I've got to kill him.
George, there's a man here to see you. He wants to see you now.
Does he seem anxious? You know, I'm very busy now.
Yes, he seems very anxious. He says that it's a job. He wants a job. That's it. Yes.
Job. Okay, send him by then.
All right. You may come in now. What did you say your name was? Phillips? Yes. Mr. Bob Phillips.
Okay, Tara, I'll get right to the point. What do you want, sir? I'm going to murder you. Johannes sent me. Johannes sent me. I also murdered Martha Heyer. Yes! Martha Heyer, I murdered her! And I murdered Johannes just a minute ago. Poor chap. He thought he was cool. A cool man. But now, Terrell, since you've been catching on, I'm now going to have to murder you. Oh, what a pity. What a pity. It seems, Mr. Phillips, that your gun is loaded with blanks. I think you've been taken, Mr. Phillips. You see, you took Johannes' gun from him. It was loaded with blanks. In other words, this is all a plot, so you would come here and kill me. No, it's not true. It's not true. And furthermore, I have the confession all on tape. Jarvis, will you please play it back?
Certainly, sir. 1 minute.
And I murdered Johannes just a minute ago. Poor chap. He thought he was cool. A cool man. But now, Carol, since you've been catching on, I'm now going to have to murder you.
Enough! Enough of this! Enough.
Johannes will be at the warehouse tonight. He'll be collecting all the money of that robbery of a couple of years back. You'll be there, George Terrell, won't you? Yes, I'll be there. But I'm going to have to put you under arrest right now. It's all right. It's all right. I didn't mean to do it.
Should I call the police, sir?
Yes, and keep an eye on this man for me. Thank you.
Well, it seems I'm out of my coma now. You caught the man, didn't you, George?
Yes, we did. Johannes is safely behind bars. I caught him at the warehouse last night.
Well, how did you ever come onto this? Like, how did you know that... How did you come onto Johannes? You've never explained it to me.
Oh, I was a detective in that robbery a couple of years back. Also, he came to me. Well, that engagement, I came to him, and he swore he was going to murder me because I was getting on to his plans. But anyway, that ends another case.
Well, I should be coming home in a few days, and I hope we can continue with our discussion and our tea.
Yes. By the way, I sure hope another case comes, but boy, I don't want another case coming where you get hit on the head.
I don't want one either.
Unfortunately, the detective business is a bad business to be in because you get hurt. But at least we're doing it for the good of mankind. That's all that matters to me. Tales of Mystery. Mandy Johnson as George Terrell. Nigel Manger as John. Tom Soder as Johannes Salisbury. Christian Daugherty as Bob Phillips. Created by Christian Daugherty. Directed by Bobby Manger. Copyright 1969 by ACD International. Patrick Johnson Productions.